Why indeed. 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK. And we're on a new monitor, strangely enough. We're on a new monitor, and we've got a new monitor with built-in speakers, and it's kind of strange looking at the studio so big. But we're here. And let's just say I'm looking at two people for the first hour of a Thursday evening, and yeah, okay. We've got no callers really as such. We've got two people on All the Ones, which is an outside transmission unit, and I want to know there where the rest of the numbers are gone. I can see Bryn's there. So obviously the numbers are able to call in. Otherwise, Bryn himself wouldn't be there, which is kind of strange. So there's two people. We're going to give it a go. And hopefully we'll get a few more people as the night goes on. But, okay. We haven't screened nobody, by the way, because we've got two people on All the Ones. And I got an idea that one is Veronica and the other one is Queen. I don't know which order they'll be in, but we're going to find out. I'm going to say hello to Bryn.
Hey, hey Ken, how are you?
Hi Bryn, I'm good, yeah.
Good. Sorry, I couldn't make it last week. I was a bit under the weather, so sorry about that.
Oh, no. And because I know that Tina herself there as well,
yeah.
She was poorly on the Tuesday. So, it's going around, Bryn.
Traveling around the globe.
Oh, God, it's almost as bad as the virus itself, because you're going to get these strains of the flu now. They're going to be bigger than ever before, you know, because it's going to happen. Okay, let's make a start then. Let's see who we've got on line one.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Veronica, right?
Yes, hi, Brian.
Hey, Veronica, how you doing?
Yeah, thank you so much for supporting the show.
You're welcome.
Nobody can really beat Ken's show, no matter what.
Anyway,
I'm happy that you're there. To my story short, Ken, Mr. Brian, I have a few questions, you don't mind. I'm trying to make it quicker because your time is valuable. And so I've been thinking about, I'm going to further my education, and I'm going to, I'm thinking maybe, would I have a chance to get into the, you know, sometimes there's degrees like lawyers or paralegals, but I mean, I don't know if I should. I'm thinking about either one, but I'm thinking probably the one with the L. Do you have a chance getting into one if I were to apply?
So paralegal or lawyer school, is that it? Trevorana?
Yeah, because I have so much experience and I've done something like that.
Yeah, let me see, Veronica, okay. Veronica going for a paralegal lawyer career. You know, it's interesting. Between the two, when I look at the paralegal for you, I feel that's not it. But when I look at the lawyer for Veronica, I feel there's something in that. Now, I'm also getting, I don't know if you're drawn to this, but this is what I'm hearing in terms of law enforcement. I don't know if you are interested in that anyway, because that's kind of coming through too in terms of law, the law category of things. I don't know if you ever considered law enforcement in any stretch or way.
Yeah. don't want to say more about it, but yes. Do you think if I would apply, would I get accepted? I have about 3 universes in my mind. I was encouraged to do so from my experience.
Okay. Yeah, because I get something about law enforcement for you. If I were to say, okay, if Veronica would apply to a law enforcement course, I would feel that you could get in to apply if you applied to it. You know, like I guess it's a course or a school, right? Like a law enforcement study kind of course or school. And if I were to say, I see that Verona could apply to that, I'm getting a yes, because it did come through. You know, that when you said lawyer and paralegal, you know, and then I went to lawyer, but then I said law enforcement. That was something that the guidance was telling me for you to look into, the part of law that's law enforcement is what I'm hearing. So you might look into that, because there's no accident that I would pick that up, so it's probably you're meant to look into it. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. I have a question. You're so excited. I'm excited you got confirmation, and look how good you are, because I had it back in my mind, but I didn't say anything, but you picked up the thing.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to tell you. So, this is a man question. Of course, I don't really do anything I ask because I'm so picky. But anyway, I know I asked you one but particular, but then somebody else occurred. He's a little bit younger. His activity and flirtatious or woman crazy and things about life is more straight. He's very straightforward. I don't know if you he said approach me slowly, but
so what, and this is the person you're talking about, like a guy, right?
Yeah, he's kind of younger than me, and he's such a letter D. His name's David.
Okay.
And I don't want to hurt him.
So David, right? David, it's David.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Okay, so Veronica and David.
Same guy.
So when I put you, Veronica, and David together, I feel that there's a compatibility, there's a friendship there. When I put you, Veronica, and David into the future together, I feel that there could be eventually a romantic bond between you two. I do feel, you know, when I look and see, okay, how does David feel towards Veronica? Okay, how does David feel towards Veronica? He likes you. It's like he feels he's curious about you. There's a curiosity about you that he has. I do feel if I were to say you, Veronica, and David were compatible with each other in some ways, I do feel a compatibility there. I see a friendship in the beginning. It could go into something else, but I would say it's a good territory to look into. I would say I don't see any red flags in that way. You know.
Yeah, that's good. I would take it as I find him very compatible with me. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, right. I picked that up. I picked the kind of the sympathetic kind of feelings and energies, you know. So I feel, you know, when I look at you, Veronica and David in conversation together, I feel that there's an understanding, and he keeps saying he's very curious about you. He has a curiosity about you, the kind of person you are. So he's interested. You know, he has an interest there. There's an interest, you know. Yeah. So yeah, I would say, you know, just go slowly. You know, when I look at the kind of person David is, I feel that, let's see. So what kind of person is David? There's a shyness to him. There's a bit of a shyness to David, but I feel that in a way, it's funny. They're saying he mirrors you in a way. There's kind of a mirroring between you two. So that's the commonality, the compatibility. There's a kind of mirroring effect that he has, and I feel that, you know, he would be an interesting person to you know, be around and learn about. Yeah.
That's interesting. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good question, please. How much time do I have? Where am I with my siblings right now? I want to be there for a while because I need to help her.
It's a sibling that you want to help. Is that it?
Oh no, one of my parents needs help, right? Because I think they're going to go into a divorce. But but it looks like there might be some conflict. I think I might have to get another place and go back and forth and put out, but not tell her that I rent another a place. Because in order for me to help her, I have to kind of be there for make sure that her health is maintained. But is it still going to go through the divorce?
So this is your mother,
mom.
You're right.
The oldest died of the life.
Okay. Is Veronica's mom going to go through a divorce? Is Veronica's mom going to be divorced, guys? If I were to say the divorce is going to go through between your mother and her husband, I feel that, it seems it's going in that direction. I think they tried to reconcile, but it's like if I were to say any reconciliation between your mother and her husband has been successful, I feel that, you know, it's like they're going in different directions, you know. I feel that there is a split happening. If I put it this way, if I were to say I see your mother and her husband in the future together, no, although there might be some feeble attempts to reconcile, but I don't know if it's going to work. I'm not positive about that. But it seems more of a split at the moment to me. Yeah.
Okay, so then it's going to go through successful. One more question, please. My siblings, I saw her yesterday, and she looks like she wants to create a problem, but I'm not going. I don't do that. People try to. That I always try. I always find out.
So what's the question?
The question is, I'm going to have to get with the attorney to get her away for my parent to go into a divorce because it's for her health and her well-being. She's not happy. She's miserable.
Yeah, the mother, your mother. Yeah, right.
And I'm still going to fulfill my commandment duty. God is real. You don't mess with that.
Right. Right.
I have another question, please. My work that I'm at right now, do you think I will be promoted anytime soon, the one that I have right now?
The job that you have right now? Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Is Veronica going to have a promotion or a job, guys? Is Veronica going to get a promotion or a job? Yes or no? If I were to say between now and the end of the year, you, Veronica, are going to have a promotion and job, I feel that they're moving me into next year, I feel the promotion comes next year. It's kind of like a little before the mid-month of the year. It's kind of like, you know, before the sixth month of the year. So it's kind of like maybe the fifth month or the end of the fifth. I see a possible promotion coming for you. I don't see anything not between now and the end of this year in terms of a promotion. They're putting me forward into next year. It's around the middle of next year, maybe a little before. That's what I feel. Yeah.
That's beautiful. One good question, please.
Yeah.
You know the gentleman that I asked you with David, because I know he's speaking from his heart, but do you know, like when do we have a date? Are we going to have a date?
Oh, the guy you're talking about, David?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Veronica and David are going to have a date. I feel it's the date between you, Veronica and David. it has to be more of a friend date in the beginning. I feel it, like I said earlier, you need to evolve into a friend, into a closer friendship. That's what I feel. You know, in terms of meeting up as friends and that kind of date. You know, like a date with a friend. I feel the romance would probably come a little later, but I see friendship first. Yeah.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Took a lot of my heart. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica.
Bye.
All right then. Now, we're getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know why. Right. Let's see where we're going. Mel.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Is this?
How are you? This is
hi.
Mel.
Mel. Hi, Mel. How are you?
Yes. Good. How
can
are
I
you?
Help you? Good, thanks. How can I help you today, Mel?
Well, I was just wondering, how about my career, if you see anything going on there.
Okay. And let's see. Okay, Mel. What's going on in terms of Mel's career? So when I look at you, Mel, and the job and the career that you're doing now, I feel that will Mel continue with this career? Okay, is Mel going to continue with the career that she's in? So what I get, I feel some advances coming in your career. And by advances, I mean new skills or new utilities, they say. I feel if I were to say you, Mel, are going to stay in the career that you're in, I feel it's going to move to it's like they're saying it's going to move to a different level, some different pursuits in the career category. So if I were to say, okay, is Mel staying in this career that she's in? Okay, will Mel stay in this career that she's in? Yes or no, guys? I feel that it's interesting. I feel you might still be doing this, but there's some, like, add-ons. Like, there's some new additions or branches of the career I feel coming, because I feel things going up and branching out. If I were to say that your career that you're in now is going to stay the same. No, I feel some advances in terms of moving in some new directions within the scope of your career or the interest of the career that you have. That's what I see. And I see that happening, like, if I were to say between now and the end of this year, it could start like in November, December, but I see more in terms of next year, your career taking some new additions, they're saying, additions. There's one part of it, it's interesting. I don't know what this means, but in terms of your career, they're saying there's going to be a leap of faith coming, like a leap of faith. So it's almost like, you know, it's almost like some decision of trying something out without, like when a person takes a leap of faith, they leap into the unknown. So it's like there's an aspect of this advance or these things changing where you're going to take a leap of faith and know that you're going to land on your feet. So I'm not sure the details of that, but that's what I'm getting. It feels like just go with it, and even if you can't see the bottom, you'll just leap off the cliff and you'll get there, you know. So it's a kind of a situation that comes up in terms of your career. I don't know how that happens, but that's what they're saying. So in other words, I'm not seeing your career as static, you know, it's changing. I keep getting the word advances and branches of your career. If I were going to say, you know, you are going to learn some new things in your career, Mel, I feel, new ideas are going to come to you. I feel new ideas are going to come to you, new ways of doing your business, of operating. of implementing certain plans in the business model or whatever career that you have, you know. So that's what I see happening, yeah.
Okay. All right, and then what about the relationship? Do you see anything in that department?
Okay, like you want to see marriage? Would that be something you want to look into?
No, not necessarily marriage.
Okay,
it's
just
more
relationship, like a steady person, kind of.
Yes,
in a way.
Yes, possibly.
Kind of. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Any relationships coming from now? So I see, it's funny, I see two gentlemen coming in when I ask that question, relationships coming from Mel. I feel, one is somebody that you've known before, I feel, coming back into your life. The other one is a new one, and that's a little further down the road. So I feel this first one, he seems more recent coming in. If I were to say, okay, why is this former person coming into Mel's life? I feel...
I don't think I want that one.
Just want to reconnect or something in some way, this person. The other person, so they gave me two people. I see this other man. Okay, so let's see, any relations coming from Mel Guides? This other man is like, he comes more into next year, I feel. If I were to say Mel is going to get into a long-term relationship with somebody, I do feel it's going to come about. And the timeline for that, now timelines, I got to say, can be very fluid. They can shift around. So I'm just going to give an approximate timeline. I'm saying within a two-year period of time, you'll be in a long-term relationship within that time. It doesn't mean you have to wait 2 years. I'm saying within a long-term relationship forms for you is what I feel. If I were to say you, Mel, are going to be alone the rest of your life, no, I don't see that. This person I see as a long-term, he might be maybe 2 or 3 years younger than you, not that much younger, but maybe 2 or 3 years. But it's like it's somebody that is new, that has a good head on his shoulders. It feels like he's I get the symbol of a straight arrow, like a straight arrow. He's a straight arrow kind of person.
Is he in construction by chance? Do you know?
Let's see. Is this man in construction? All I know is he's good with his hands. I'm not necessarily getting construction. Not to say that he's not, but I'm not picking that up. But this person is good with his hands, I feel. You know, very good with his hands in some way, you know. But I feel
is his
that
name,
this will,
do you know if his name is starts with an E?
Let's see, this long-term relationship for... Now, does his name start with E? I'm not very good with names, so let me just ask what his name is. Let me get, hold on a second. Okay, this long-term relationship with Mel, what is his name? It could be an E or an A. It's like E or A is there somehow.
Okay.
I don't get like a W or a William, you know, I don't get a Mike or an M. So it feels like in the region of E or A, it feels like to me.
This person somebody that I've met before or that is there's large conflict?
Yeah, this long-term relationship for Mel, is this a person that Mel has met before? No, I don't feel he's somebody that you've met before. I'm not feeling it. Excuse me, not feeling that, yeah. But I do feel when I look at the relationship between you, Mel, and this long-term relationship, I feel how will Mel be in this. I feel very fruitful, exciting. It's kind of exciting and very stimulating, I feel. And it feels, you know, good spirits to it, like a good kind of time with each other. You know, it feels high energy to me. So, yeah, it feels positive
okay, perfect.
To me. Yeah.
Perfect.
But, anything else you'd like to know?
Well, what about my family? Do you know if the family's going to be okay? The father?
Okay, your father, let's see, is Mel's father going to be okay? And what's your father's name? What's your father's name?
It's Michael.
Michael. Okay, how is Mel's father, my father going to be? So when I look at Michael, your father, I feel that, how's Michael going to be? Sometimes it feels like things drag for him, or it feels like a little draggy, like he gets a little exhausted or tired. There's something, weakness in the knees, I feel. There might be some weakness in his joints. But overall, if I were to say, how is Mel's father Michael going to be, I feel that he's going to do okay, I feel. I feel sometimes he gets tired, like I get my back aching sometime or something like that. But I feel overall, you know, if I say I see your dad in 2022, I see your dad there, you know, still
Is he safe where he's at? Like, is he safe? Is anybody harming him in any way?
Is Michael safe? He's protected, I feel. When I get that answer, I feel that if I were to say your father is safe, he's safe. I do feel Michael is safe. I'm hearing no harm is going to come to him. There's a lot of spiritual protection around him. Let me put it that way. I just feel that's kind of what they're going to. I don't think your father's in danger where he is. It doesn't feel like that. I don't feel any harm is going to come to your father. He's very protected. That's what I'm feeling with your dad.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And do you see anything for my children as well? For my children, if they are going to be safe, if they are safe, or if they will contact me, or if they are going to what their situations are.
All right. Well, let's see. Are Mel's children safe? Yeah, I feel your kids are safe. There's one child that has a lot of energy. Is kind of, I don't know, he or she is kind of wild or kind of like gets excited very easily. I don't know who it is. Is there one of those who gets
the youngest of them? Yes.
Yeah. Ready. Does he have curly hair? Does he have like curlyish hair? Anyway,
it's a she.
So what?
She has curly hair.
Okay. Yeah, no, they're going to be fine. I feel your children are going to be fine. But, you know, our time is up, so I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, Mel. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Mel. Thanks for calling. Lovely. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Gia.
Hello.
Hi. This is Gia? Gia?
Tia. Tia as in Tom. Hi, Tia.
Tia. Tia. Hi, Tia.
Tia.
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Tia. Yeah. How can I help you?
My question today is about my career. I have some interviews coming up in the next week or two, and I'm wondering if you pick up anything on that.
Sure, Tia. Let's see. So you have a couple of interviews next week. Okay, let's see here. How long Tia's interviews go next week? So when I look at the interviews you're going to have next week, I feel they're going to go well. There's one that's important, I feel, or important to you, or you'll feel the importance of it. Not quite sure which one it is, but I feel if I were to say out of these interviews, are you going to get any work? Let's see. That's the million-dollar question, right? So let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, Tia. Okay, out of the interviews that Tia is going to do next week, will she get work out of these interviews? Okay, there's yes on one of them. There's a good possible yes that you're going to get work on one of them. I'm not quite sure which one it is. If you were to get more specific, like, you know, the companies or whatever, I could kind of hone in and see if that is something.
Basically, human services, like in the social work field, is one of them, and the other one's like an administrative. But I'd kind of like to stay in the human services field, but...
Okay, social services or administrative work. Okay, is it the social services job that Tia's going to get? Or is it the administrative job that Tia's going to get? I feel the social services one is the one for you. When I look at you, you know, going through the interview for the administrative job, no, that's going to fall flat. That's that one,
okay.
No. But when I look at the interview for the social services one, I feel a nice energy with that. I see a possibility, they say possibility of recruitment there for you.
Okay.
So I want to say there's a good energy towards having it. For some reason, they're not giving me any absolutes, but that seems the one, maybe that was the one that I felt was important, you know, because I said there's one of them that's important. And I feel that this is the one. But it feels good in terms of you getting it. I feel they'll look at your references. Hello?
Yeah, it's working with abused children. So.
Wonderful.
That's the one I'm hoping for.
Yeah, let's see. So let's see, look at that one. Until you get the... That's a possibility. Yeah, when I see the job looking working for with abused children, let's see, Tia working for abused children job. Yes. Yeah, that has a good energy to it. I feel. They're not giving me any absolutes, but they're just saying that has a good possibility of recruitment is what I hear. Yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, sure. So anything else you'd like to know?
No, that's it. Thank you very much for taking my call today.
Well, since we have a little time, let me just see what I can pick up, you know. Just anything.
Okay.
You know, any message or what's surrounding you, you know, just random. So let's see.
Wonderful.
Okay. So let's see. So, okay, any message? Any message for Tia here? Any message for Tia? Any message for Tia, guys? Yeah, I feel the message is, let's see, what is the message for Tia here? All right, it's something about they want you to, I feel the guidance is to, or suggesting anyway, to make a long list of things that need to get done. It's almost like to put things down on paper. They're wanting you to make a daily list of, and they say chores or things that need to get done. So you have it on paper is what I hear. I don't know if you do that or something you need to do, but... It feels like it's kind of a mundane message, but that's what I'm getting. I'm getting to make a long list, like they say, a long list of things that, and also kind of things you want, you know, goals and things, but also things that need to get done as well, like things you want and things that need to get done, and make a list of them, because it's something about getting them down in front of you on paper where you can see them. It is
okay.
Going to help you to feel more organized. It's
okay.
The message here. It's kind of a very, you know, practical message, I hear, you know, and let's just see.
It makes sense.
Let's just, the what?
It makes perfect sense with what's going on in my life. It makes perfect sense.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just going to see what's surrounding you at the moment. Okay. So, what is surrounding to you? What's surrounding to you at the moment? What's surrounding to you? What's surrounding to you? You know, it's interesting. Now, it's so funny. You're going to laugh at this, but you have a connection with, there's a, they're kind of nature spirits, but I keep getting elves. There's a, I don't know why I'm getting this, but I'm just going to, I've learned just to put it out there, that there's kind of these little elves around you, like, you know, like the little people. And when I ask what is surrounding Tia, I feel there's the elf kingdom. Now, for some reason, you have a connection with the elf kingdom. And let me ask them, okay, elf kingdom, why is the elf kingdom around Tia? Oh, interesting. They can help you manifest things. They want to help you manifest. And this goes on in connection with the list, I think. It's a funny thing, because I did say things that you want, things that you need to do. Now, I keep getting this elf energy around you, and it's the elf kingdom, and I'm asking, okay, what is the purpose of the elf kingdom? And manifesting dreams, they're showing me a pot of gold, they're showing me, they want you to connect with them, and that means, like, find a time in your day where you can close your eyes, relax your body, do some deep breathing, and just say, I'd like to connect with the elf kingdom that's around, because it is around you. I don't know why, but it might have been a past life, you know, connection you have with this realm. But do you love nature? Do you like nature? Are you a nature person?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Okay, and you love animals. You love animals and that kind of thing.
Love animals.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So these are all kind of interrelated, because nature, the elves, they're from a kingdom of nature, and they are around you. They want to connect with you. They want you to connect with them. They have some things for you. They have a way of helping you manifest. But they're going to, they say over time they will tell you how they can help you manifest things. Now, it's kind of wild what I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying. I've learned to really trust what I get, because I do see this, because whenever I recheck things, and I've rechecked this on you, and when I keep seeing what is surrounding Tia, I feel elves, and it's the kingdom of the elves, and I see all this, I get the beautiful, fresh, green feeling of nature in your aura. Like, okay, also, if you can get out in nature, get out in some park or some trees, find some time to sit down in nature. I know it's probably, I don't know where in the United States there are, but I'm in the East Coast and it's getting more fall-like now. But I feel if you can get out in nature, oh, and they're saying bring some stones into the house, some rocks that you find on a trail, like in the forest. Bring some grass and stones and put it on a, now, just a suggestion, make a little altar with, like, some stones and some grass and reeds, and just make that a place for the elves, because, I might sound crazy, but this is what I'm getting, okay? That's what I get.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I like the manifesting part because I'm
yes.
basically rebuilding my life. I've had stage 4 cancer and then another
wow.
cancer and trying to get back some sort of life right now. And so
yeah.
any help I can receive is
yeah.
so
well, connect with that kingdom because it's a real kingdom. It's really around you. I've never gotten that on anybody before. So
that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Tia. Now, new people calling in will not know what the belly's for, but I'm sure they can kind of fathom it out because it's like the bell, it has something, doesn't it? It's like, you know, that bell must mean something. Yeah, it probably means that my reading has come to an end. So, you know, it's there, it serves its purpose, and yeah, it kind of tells Bryn or the reader on the show that, you know, to finish up with that course that we take the next call. And it's kind of, we've been using it for a while now, and it's kind of worked. So, yeah, we're not going to change it anytime soon. Right then, I think it's time for a little break. We're going to take a short break because it's like 9:45, and we haven't taken a break yet.
Making their way around. I can hear the crash.
Well, sounding very kinish stereo, trying to turn it into stereo there, but having not much success. You know, early stereo was very tinny, wasn't it? And these speakers on this monitor are certainly proving that. Okay. Right. Let's see where we're going then. So we're going to bring Bryn back online. And we have two callers left in the studio, which is just about right. And we have Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi,
I don't have a specific question today, just messages or things around.
What comes? All right, let's see, Catherine. All right, let's see, Catherine. What's going on, Catherine? Catherine, what's going on, Catherine, this time? All right, so I'm getting an image. I don't know what this means, but I'm just going to follow it. I'm getting these angel wings having to do with Catherine. Angel wings. So what are these angel wings? What do these angel wings mean with Catherine? It's interesting. I feel that what these angel wings mean, Catherine, is that they're saying that, okay, whether you're conscious of it or not, you do kind of do some work on the other side. It might be in your dream time. It feels like, because they keep saying to me, you fly with the angels, you're flying with the angels, and you know, and ask, okay, well, you know, what is Catherine doing flying with the angels? And it's like, it's interesting. Okay, it might be having something to do with healing, doing earth energy healing or something, like traveling in your astral body and doing this healing type of kind of procedure when you're asleep, when you're asleep in your sleep time. It's really weird, but that's what I'm saying. Let's see what else. Okay, what's surrounding Catherine this time? There is a lot of angels around you, and I feel that they're directing you to... what they're also saying, there's some self-healing that needs to be done. They're saying there's some self-healing that is being done and that needs to be done is what they're telling me, the message from the angels. And I feel that they're helping you to open up certain categories or almost like sections of your life to look at, to opening the book of your life, and it's to help you to move forward. The angels are saying that there's some issues of on the maternal side, the mother side, that want to be addressed to move into a greater sense of your own mature womanhood, something like that, is what I'm picking up on. It's funny, the theme is all about angels with Catherine right now, and I feel that, let's see, what else is surrounding Catherine this time? And they're saying you need to read a book. So what is the book that Catherine needs to read? What is the book that you want Catherine to read? Do you do any kind of like Reiki healing at all? Have you looked into Reiki at all, Catherine?
I've gotten it done for me, but I haven't taken classes.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like YouTube stuff on YouTube on my own kind of things.
Right. They say I'm hearing they're saying to look more into that, to continue that but to really, okay, it's like either you get a practitioner to do it or you do it yourself doing
yeah.
some heart healing, like heart Reiki heart healing, like clearing
okay.
of the heart. That's something that needs to, that wants to be cleared. There's some, I hate the word issues, but there's some of those kind of things, emotions, parts of yourself that need addressing in the heart region. So, and I'm hearing go for some more sessions, or you can do some on yourself. You can learn the hand placements for the Reiki on
uh-huh.
the heart, is what I hear. And I feel that, you know, when I look at you between now, when I look at you, Catherine, between now and the end of this year, I feel you're on a uplifting journey. I feel that, you know, when I look at, say, I look at Catherine in November and December, I feel things are moving out of you very fast. They'll be moving through you, old issues, almost like some old confrontations you've had in the past are moving out of your system that have maybe caused some trauma or some kind of difficulties. But it seems like, you know, between now and the end of the year, in terms of Catherine's growth, there is a lot moving. And the angels are really, they're surrounding you, and they're really actually bringing some energy to you and trying to lift your spirits. In fact, I'm also getting, if you were to do some automatic writing where you, like, just invoke a prayer to connect with your angels and guides, and, you know, just to bring in only those energies of the highest, you know, vibration of love, truth, and clarity, and honesty, and all that, and to have, you know, Archangel Michael just, you know, allow only those energies into that space, and then open up. And it's a practice where you do a little each day, and the more you do it, the better you get at it. And in the beginning, you might get just some funny sentences that might not make any sense, but just go with it. And then you open it up, and then you take the pen or pencil in your hand, and you just write what comes to you, and ask the angels to connect with you, because they want to really be heard, I'm hearing, because you have
okay.
a lot of protection on the other side, and it just they're helping you to open up to some new areas, and it's a lot of it is self-healing and opening up the heart and some stuff in the lungs, maybe some grief or something like that. So I feel so far. Let me see if there's any other messages out there for you, Catherine. Let's see. All right, let's see.
Yeah, what about any employment? We talked
okay.
before about employment,
yeah.
but it still hasn't, I haven't found anything I like.
Okay, that's a good question. So let's go there. Is Catherine going to get work? When will Catherine have a job? Okay, if I were to say between now and the end of the year, you, Catherine, are going to have work, I feel... around the end of October into November, I feel something is going to come around in terms of work and job. It feels like to me. I feel that I get some money there. So let me just zero in on the first part of November. Okay, where is Catherine the first part of November? It's almost like I feel the abundance thing comes in for you. I feel... If I were to say you, Catherine, are gonna get a job at the end of November and the beginning of November, end of October, I feel yes, I feel the page is turning on that, and I feel you're gonna get work. I don't see you'll have to wait, you know, to like moving into next year to find a job. I feel something coming for you. It's a skill. It's a job. It'll give you a leverage, an income. I feel, and it feels like a small group of people or a small company or something like that. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's something that's
or a
non-profit. Going to help.
Do you feel non-profit or a company?
Let's see. Is Catherine going to... Okay, is Catherine going to work in a non-profit or a company, guys? I feel it's a company. I don't seem nonprofit. I feel it's a company. It's not a large company. It's a mid-sized company, I feel. And when I see, you know, when I look at you, Catherine, the next job you have, is Catherine going to enjoy this work? I feel it'll be helpful. It might be a springboard for something else, though, I feel, that's coming down the pike. But it's going to help bring in some money for you, which is what you need, right? You know, so I feel that, you will get something before the end of the year, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And do you have any other question?
I'm leaving in 2 weeks for vacation, so I just don't know if a job would accept me before that.
Yeah.
You know, if they
would
they say just forget it and wait till after you come back from vacation?
All right. Well, Catherine get a job before she goes on vacation or after? I say after. I'm looking after the vacation. I feel this vacation for you, Catherine, is going to be very good for you. It'll you know what? What they're saying, it's going to help you to discover some areas of yourself. It's going to help you to discover some things in a good way. When I look at this vacation you're going on, Catherine, I feel it's going to help you decide about things, too. You're going to be able to make some decisions that are going to help you. I don't know what the decisions are about, but there's a decision-making process going on in your vacation, which is not stressful. It's going to be helpful because you'll be in a very relaxed way, so you'll be able to have a clear mind, you know? So, but I feel, if I were to say, you, Catherine, are going to enjoy this vacation, yeah, they keep saying it's going to be your cup of tea, you know? I don't know why I'm getting that.
No, that's funny.
It's going to be your cup of tea.
Very specific.
Yeah. So I feel it's like a glove that fits the hand perfectly, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, in terms of the job, it feels like after, you know, it'll come afterwards. Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. I'm just going to see if there's any other messages for you here. Let's see. Any messages for Kathy? Any messages for Kathy? Guys, do you have any messages? Yeah, you know, they're mentioning on the vacation to just take some time to really enjoy the surroundings. This is interesting. They want you to put, at times when you can, put your hand on the earth. Feel the earth with your hands. There's something about you connecting your hands to the earth that's going to be really helpful for you. It's going to, you know, if you can get to a spot where there's like some soil, you know, or sand or wherever it is, it just put your hand on it and feel the connection. It's going to be very therapeutic for you, and it's going to help you in some way. So that's what I have for you. Yeah.
Okay, perfect timing. Thank you very much, Ben.
Yeah.
That was great.
All right, Catherine, take care. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. I just had my boy in the room for a moment there, and I was asking because it was his monitor that I'm using now, and you know, he's bought himself a new one, so I've got this one, and it's got built-in speakers, but it's kind of tinny. And I was just asking him what was the best thing I could do. He said, get yourself some normal speakers, PC speakers. And he says it's an investment. But monitor speakers were never, you know, they're never the best. And you would think that, you know, they're like, okay, we've got the same type of monitor that we watch our TV programs through. And, you know, the thing that amplifies is the actual TV unit, the TV box, as they call them these days. And I thought, if my TV sounded like my PC, I would be in trouble. Okay. Right then, so we've got three lovely ladies sitting in the court queue. At this point, I'm going to ask Bryn whether we're okay to carry on, because it is gone over the hour. So just bear with me.
So is Tina there? Is Tina there?
There's three people left in the queue, Bryn. Are you happy to go on, yeah?
Well, I have to go. I have to go now. I don't have the time to. Is Tina not there?
Tina can't be with us this evening now.
All right, I'll do three more.
Sorry?
I'll do three more.
You're going to do the... Okay, so what we'll do, ladies and gents, we're going to do three more, and then we're out of here. Okay, Sandra.
Hello, thank you for taking the call. Hi, thank you for taking the call.
How you doing?
I'll make mine quick if I need to move along. My question is, I had an interview yesterday, and it was absolutely phenomenal. It was wonderful, and I feel really good about it. But I was just wondering, what do you feel around it, and then when I should hear something, and speaking, when should I start?
Okay. Let's see. So you want to know if you're going to get the job, is that it? And then when, and if you do, when you start. Yeah. All right, Sandra, let's see here.
And by the way, I'm glad you're feeling better this week.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, no, much better. Thanks so much, Sandra. All right, so let's see, Sandra. So Sandra had the interview yesterday. Is Sandra going to get the job from yesterday, guys? Now, if I were to say you, Sandra, are going to get this job from the interview that you had yesterday, I feel that, I'm not sure about it. Let me just look a little closer. Okay, is Sandra going to get the job that she went for?
Yesterday was just a screening with HR, but I just wanted to know if I'm going to move on to the next.
Right. Is Sandra going to get the job that she interviewed for? All right. I feel there's a good possibility you'll get it. I'm not getting an absolute on this, to be honest with you. There's a good possibility. When I look at the people who interviewed you, I feel that they really liked your qualifications. And if I were to say, okay, so let me ask this of them. Okay, because they liked Tina's qualifications, are they going to hire Tina for well, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Sandra.
Sandra. Okay. So, are they going to hire Sandra for the job? Yes or no? Okay, it's possible. That's what I'm getting. It's possible. That's the best I can see at this time. Yeah. It's a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, the interview went very well, and I was very happy.
Yeah. No, I see. You know, when I look at the people who interviewed you, they really liked, you know, your qualifications and you know, the way you presented yourself. And, you know, I get the word from them, good candidate. You know, I get that that thought from them. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pulling for you for this, you know, so I hope the possibility comes out more that it is the one, you know.
Great.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anything else, sir?
I do have one quick question, then, because I am working now, and It's very tumultuous. My manager is, I can't even figure it out. She surprised me today because she has a very condescending, sarcastic attitude. And
right.
I hate meeting with her, but we have to meet. And right in the, and she has this bad habit of cutting me off. But today, it was almost like she thought about what she was saying and how she said it, and she stopped.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, did her manager have a conversation with her? Because she met with her manager yesterday. It's kind of frightening because I'm wanting to quit, but I don't want to leave. I don't want to get fired. But it just it just shocked me because she just stopped mid-sentence, like, okay. She knew not to say what she normally says.
Interesting. And what's her name?
Yes.
Sandra?
Jenna.
What's her name?
Her name is Jenna.
Jenna. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I were to say when Jenna talked with her manager, what was the content of John and Jenna's talk with the manager? I do feel an issue was brought up. In terms of her, how she is, I feel that she might have gotten a complaint from somebody else. I don't know for sure, but it might have been. There was, if I were to say the reason why Jenna came across as a more affable and more likable kind of conversationalist with you, Sandra, yesterday, I feel that, you know, okay, I get the word there was some coaching involved. I think
I figured that out.
I get the word coaching. If I were to say, you know, between before the time when she talked to you and between that time and the last time that she met with you, if I were to say Jenna had some coaching in her in the way she presents herself, I feel... Yeah, there was some kind of, I would say, coaching
going
on.
That makes perfect sense.
Right, yeah.
It was so abrupt. It's like she stopped. She just, okay, never mind. And I thought, okay, that is so not like her, and that was so
surprising,
weird.
Surprising,
right? It really was, and it was frightening because I'm like, okay, what is she about to say and do? But then I thought about it. She had met with her manager, and I have already spoken to HR about my concerns, so I'm sure it has filtered down. Okay, well, at least
I think
going
there was more than one person. It was like you, and then there were some other people or person that she's had that way with. Interesting, yep.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you. I'm still going to trust and believe that my time there is short due to a new opportunity coming through, and I'm just going to keep the faith and go on.
Yeah, I feel there's some new job coming for you, Sandra. I do feel that.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want,
I can
give you a message if you want, like a message or something.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see if there's any message here. Okay. All right, guys. Guys, do you have any message for Sandra? What's the message for Sandra, guys? Oh, okay. It's like, I don't know if it's a statement or it's a guidance, but it's saying believe in yourself. You either have a strong belief in yourself or they're asking you to believe in yourself, you know, believe totally in yourself because you have you're more than what you realize you are. That's the message.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
I received that. Thank you, Ken.
All right. Take care.
Well, thanks, friend.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Sandra. Right. Okay. People are trying to call in, but we can't take any more. So we've got Michelle and Liz. Michelle.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
You're welcome. Good. I'm good. Thank you. Nice to hear you. So, how can I help you?
Well, I am starting, thinking about, I should say, go back, get myself back out into the dating scene. Do you see, a meaningful or I would say tangible relationship coming my way.
All right, Michelle, let's take a look. Any relationship coming for Michelle? So if I were to say there is a relationship coming for you, for Michelle, between now and the end of the year. Let's see, is there a relationship coming for Michelle between now and the end of this year? They're pulling me into the middle of next year, I feel, when I look at a relationship coming. I see some dating before then. I see actually in January there might be some opportunities for romance, actually. There's some actually, come to think of it, I think in January it feels like there's some romance energy there for you, Michelle, in terms of, let me just look at that closer, okay. Any relationship for Michelle in January? Yeah, it feels that you might meet somebody there. I get the word boyfriend, you know. So I feel it's a good time to get into the circulation again. If I were to say between now and the end of the year, do I see any relationship coming for Michelle? I feel, no, they say starting January. Something is starting January. That's what I just heard. Something is starting January. So I would look to the end of December, January. First part, it could be the middle part of January, I feel, that some romance energy, I see flowers and that, you know, kind of symbols of you know, romance and all that, coming into that time of year for you, Michelle. So, yeah, it's a perfect time to get back in circulation. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Can I ask one quick question, because I know you
have
to go?
No, you can ask as many as you want. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I am working. However, I am looking, and I've been sending out my resume for full-time permanent opportunities.
Okay.
What type of energy are you picking up with that? I've been sending out resumes like crazy.
Sure. Okay. So Michelle's been sending out resumes for work. Is Michelle gonna find a job? So once again, when I look at the time between now and the end of the year, is Michelle going to find work between now and the end of the year? Yes or no, guys? Is there work coming for Michelle? Yes or no? When is Michelle going to get a job? Okay, it does feel like there's some energy in November for this. Because I get 2 weeks. So we're in mid-month, and that's 2 weeks left of October.
Right.
So I feel around November, I feel it could be, okay, so let me zero in on November. Okay, when in November is Michelle going to get work? It's almost like something might come in the first few days of November, I feel. That's what I'm sensing. If I were to say between now and the end of October, is Michelle going to get work? They're putting me into November. It's like from the beginning of November to mid-November, I see the window for the job opportunity coming. I see some interviews there. It feels like it's like first and second week of November, there are interviews coming for you, yeah, and possible job. That's what I see the energy for. Yep. Yeah,
so you said the first and second week of the first and second week of November interviews.
Interviews. First and second week, and because when I look at October, not yet, but when I go into the first few days of November into the second week of November, I feel that's when the energies interviews start. Is what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Michelle. Right, we're on our last call then of this show, and it's Liz.
Hello.
Hey, Liz. Oh, hey, Liz. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yes, I'm wondering. Good. Yes, my question is, do you see things picking up for the better towards the end of the year?
Let's see. Well, things get better for Liz by the end of the year.
Because it's
so
kind of like I'm in a funk right now.
Okay, sure, Liz. Okay, how things... okay, between now and the end of the year, I think it's going to get better for Liz. Let's see. Okay, where is Liz at the end of October? Are things better for Liz in November? So I feel starting the mid-month of November into December, things start picking up for you. There's a light that goes on. They're saying there's a light that goes on in you around the end of November into December where things start shifting in a more positive direction. They're saying time to clean the closet, something about cleaning closet. That could be like a symbolic thing, but cleaning the dust off the closets could be very practical but also symbolic. So I feel what they're saying, the energy shift you around mid-November into December is when the wheels start turning. That's what I feel. Between now and then, I feel that, you know, things are, you know, there's always movement, but I feel by the end of October, there's going to be it's a little lighter, but come like mid-November, the things start moving slowly. And by the end of November into December, that's when the light comes on. It feels like in December, the light comes on for you, you know, and into the next year. That's what I feel, you know. So, you know, with that said, timelines can shift, but I'm seeing, you know, they can get sooner, but I'm feeling that's what I see at the present moment. Yeah, yeah.
Financially, does it pick up too?
Yeah. When will Liz's finances pick up? No, yeah, that happens at the end of the year. I feel your finances between now and mid-November. Okay, how are Liz's finances between now and mid-November? Like around the beginning of November, there's a little more leeway in the finances, but once again, it's the kind of the same pattern. Mid-November into December, that's when things really accelerate for you in terms of your finances and other things. It seems like a whole kind of thing, not only finances, but energy shifts that brings in the finances, okay? That I feel is going to happen for you. So, and I feel like a little lift of the finances at the beginning of November, so that's like 2 weeks away for you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So things look good, you know, right before the end of the year. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else, sir?
I have one more question.
Yep.
I have a dog that I'm trying to give about surrender. Will that happen?
And what was that? I didn't hear what
a dog.
You said. Okay, and what about the dog? Right.
No, I'm trying to see if I can surrender it.
Oh, you mean
or find a rescue
adoption?
To take her. Right,
oh,
a
okay.
Rescue that I can take her.
Yeah, okay. Will Liz be able to send their dog to rescue? Yeah, I do feel you'll be able to do that for your dog. I feel that, let's see, will Liz find a rescue organization where she can give her dog to? Yeah, that's coming in a few weeks, I hear. In a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely before the end of the year for the dog. You'll find some connections in like maybe 1.5 to 2 weeks, I feel. Something's going to come about for the dog moving on to a rescue place. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the dog will be fine.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Yep.
All right. Okay,
well,
thank you.
Great. All right, you're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Are you still there, Liz?
Ah, right, okay. It looks like that call has dropped in, Bryn. So, that just about wraps it up then, mate.
All right. I'll see you next week, Ken.
Right, okay, thanks, Bryn. Right, so that just about wraps it up then, ladies and gents, for this one, because the lady can't call back now, even if she wanted to, because we are at the end of our minutes. And Bryn has just called out now anyway. So it's just about 5 minutes left to play a little ditty for you to end this one. And we'll see what we got for you. Okay. So let's see what we got. Okay. We'll have this one. Why not?
We wanna ride.